This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado senators were back in Washington, D.C. to vote today, but not the state's representatives. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Senate Republicans canceled their recess, while Republican House leaders again canceled votes. The last day the House was in session was September 19th, before the federal government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson defended the move.
Our members are out working diligently in their districts, serving their constituents right now. We will come back here and get back to legislative session as soon as the Senate Democrats turn the lights back on.
CPR News reached out to all Colorado Republicans to see if they support keeping the chamber out, but none responded. Colorado's GOP members have backed up Johnson, saying House Republicans did their job and passed a temporary government funding measure. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Tribal nations of Pikes Peak gathered on the mountain summit for a ceremonial blessing yesterday morning, one of the rare times the city opens Pike Peak before sunrise. KRCC's Andrew Chalfin has more.
Amanda Hill of the Kiowa Nation reveals a new plaque at the Pikes Peak Summit House featuring the tribe's name for the mountain. It translates to White Mountain, which for part of the year, Hill says it has less resonance than it used to, and that's something to pay attention to.
Our people for millennia saw this mountain. For thousands of years, this mountain was white. It's no longer white.
The plaque was one of two unveiled after the sunrise ceremony. The other featured the Comanche name, which translates to place to pray and sit. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
This is CPR News.